business. I mom so hard. Go on to the app or whatever it is.
What app?
Well, wherever you listen to your podcasts and rate and subscribe us, okay? We never say that you guys should do it because evidently it does all these really good things.
Oh, yeah. We forget literally every week to say rate and subscribe.
Yeah, because we need you to download.
What? Jen, have you just literally confused every listener? Like, they're like, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to come and listen to a podcast, and now you're telling me to do all this hard stuff. They've already got, everybody's going back to school. Everybody's got 50 forms. They don't
need
to.
It's not hard. Just do it when you're thinking about it sometime.
Here's the thing. We're hashtag #IMomSoHard, all one word, evidently. We've made it really hard with our name and our hashtag.
Yeah, so if you're going to look for us, Google it. You got to do all one word.
You can also go to our website, imomsohard.com. We're also on tour. We're having a good time. We're not there
yet.
Oh,
my gosh. Come see us live.
Yeah, it's super fun.
If you think these voices are real Midwestern on a podcast, wait till you see them in real life.
Yeah, and if you come to a Midwest show, then we're probably going to walk out with a casserole.
We're going to eat something potato-related. Yep.
Like,
God, we're going to drink really cold beer. I can't wait. So, okay, go to imomsohard.com. You can find all these things. Anyways, we are going to talk about fashion today, what's going on these days, because we're both having some issues with it. But Kristen's riding horses, you guys. Please tell me that has nothing to do with your fashion. You start wearing pearl button shirts, Kristen, and I'm going to intervene.
I will tell you this. I'm going to brag right now.
Okay.
I've modeled 2 times in my life. One time was for the Historical Society in Central City, Nebraska.
What did you model?
Wedding dresses.
Oh my God, I swear to you. Have you told me this before?
I don't know.
I am seeing time bend. I don't know why. I keep having deja vu. Like, it's crazy.
I modeled wedding dresses when I was 14.
So creepy.
Couldn't even get them buttoned because the women of that time wore corsets and I did not have one on.
Kristen, they also didn't have food. They came over during the potato famine.
They were trying to button this dress and they were like, she's going to break it. And I was like, I was like 100 pounds wet. So that was the first time I modeled. And
they were 100 pounds pregnant back then.
They were 100 pounds pregnant. That was a maternity wedding dress, which I'm familiar. The second time I ever modeled, not to brag, but I'm going to brag. I got paid, I think, $125 to do a lot of modeling for the Fort magazine out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
What?
The Fort.
Fort.
The Fort. It's okay. Western wear. And I'm going to tell you something that I enjoy, Western wear, because it is built for me. I look great in Wranglers. I look awesome in a pearl button shirt, thank you very much, and a cowboy hat, and I party all night long. It is literally kind of what I'm meant to wear, ropers. Am I getting aroused? Maybe. I'm not kidding.
I'm not going to ever take you to a Wilco concert or your crotch will explode, woman. There's no way.
Wilco? My people don't listen to Wilco.
But they wear those shirts?
You want to know what would explode my patience at a Wilco? Ew, I don't even call that music. I can't. But if you took me to like any country Western, I kind of thrive there.
Are you upset right now? No, because I don't wear the country western concerts. I don't think
my first concert ever. Awesome. Confederate Railroad.
Does he still wear those kinds of shirts?
Yes. They're the sexiest thing you've ever seen.
I'm going to look it up right now.
What are you talking about?
I mean,
does Alan Jackson wear Western clothes? What do you think he's going to wear? An Ed Hardy shirt?
Does Alan Jackson wear what? Quit talking. I'm trying to voice text you. I'm trying to voice text, Kristen. God, you can't. Okay. Ready?
Is Jenna Hooker.
Oh, there's some photos that came up. I don't want to. It says, text Kristen, okay, ready, is a general hooker, is what it just came out as. Okay, hold on. Does Alan Jackson wear Western
wear? Cock and balls.
What if Alan Jackson's cock and balls picture comes up? I'm just going to Google Alan Jackson. Okay, and I'm going to type it. Oh, I'll be damned. Okay.
I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to throw this out there. Alan Jackson?
I don't know if these photos are 40 years old or not, though. I'm having trouble telling.
I don't know what the F you're saying right now that you would think I've been to a concert.
Is he missing a tooth?
It doesn't matter.
Is that him, though? That looks like he's good.
Well, God, yes, it is.
Listen, a guy missing a tooth doesn't bother me. I got a thing for hockey players, radio guys.
I'm telling you, he sang one of my favorite songs when I was in college when I was learning to country swing.
Which one?
I've been down another kind of hoochie. It gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
Chad Hoochie. It's hotter on a Jordan High. Yep.
I think that's Alan Jackson.
He wears Western wear. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of him in a white hat and a white and green shirt. And you tell me if you're going to jump on his bones.
Well, I'm going to say he's long in the tooth there, but I didn't say I was attracted to Alan Jackson.
Oh, God,
but
he looks like Dewey. He looks like Dewey.
He looks like my dad. That's why I can't be attracted to that.
Oh, God, he looks like everyone. Holy cow.
First, second of all.
Holy cow, you
look
guys.
Look at Blake Shelton. Have you ever seen a hotter guy than Blake Shelton?
Look at him and all. Wait, that's on
why
the view?
Are you? What?
I think he's fine. I think he's fine. I don't think
he is a tall drink of water, wearing nothing but Western clothes, and he's married to Gwen Stefani. Stefani, who is so into fashion.
I just think God put them together, though. I don't think they should have, wasn't she married to Gavin Rosdale?
Yeah, he seems like a total D-bag.
Talk about hot, though. I don't care. That guy could be mean to me.
Because he's got a widow's peak and he wears dumb. You want to talk about dumb fashion?
He's just like intense and like mean and I don't know.
Nebraska and you don't understand the appeal of the Western apparel.
I didn't say that I don't find it appealing. On you, I don't find it appealing.
I've never seen it because I'm not allowed to be myself here
in
California.
Let's while you get out the fort and let's see your pictures. Tell me Terry's got those.
My friends, I didn't tell anybody that I modeled for the fort. And in one shirt, I will tell you, in one photograph, I'm wearing a t-shirt that says, Rodeo Naked, I'll Bring the Spurs. And
when you were 14?
No, when I was 20, thank you. And so my friends got a copy of it, Kevin and all my friends, and they lived across the street from me when I was in college. And I went over to a party and they had decked out their entire fridge in only pictures of me modeling Western wear.
Here's the thing. Genius.
Kevin, did you go to class
today? Any of
today?
Those photos, I'll pay top dollar for a copy.
I know they're around. I've got a copy of it somewhere. I'm actually really proud of them. I look great. I'm wearing red ropers. I thought the girl I was modeling with, I was like, she's so pretty. Like, she's so, like, this is awesome for me. Because, like, was the end of my modeling career.
I guess you can wear what you want. I'm always going to support your fashion
choices. But now that I'm into
horses,
I might
go full
tilt.
But I'm just a little bit worried. Yeah. I'm a little worried about
what I'm feeling like I'm coming into my own.
You wear those super tight ones without the pockets on the back, and I'm going to put my foot down, though.
No, you're not. You're going to think it looks so good. Heart-shaped butt. Big old buckle. Come on. Sexy.
I'm very into a good belt buckle. I grew up around all that stuff. Trust me. I like.
It's my favorite. Here's the thing. I love.
Oh my God. Now I want like a belt buckle with like a snake head on it or something.
You want like one with all the glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
Like that's how. I would just like to say, this is funny that you're giving me shit because you're currently wearing the biggest necklace I've ever seen. It's hurting her neck.
It's a giant lion. It really actually is very heavy. It's my husband got it for me. It's probably made for a man, maybe a man who plays for the Dodgers. But I love it. He went to downtown Los Angeles because I was like, I'm a Leo. I don't have enough Leo stuff. So he got me this Leo.
It's very cool. It's very you. It's a giant lion in between your boobs. So it works.
Yep.
But look at how accepting I am. Meanwhile, if I wanted to come in with a pair of Wranglers, I feel like I would be ostracized. And those are very comfortable because the seams are built different.
Well,
so it doesn't hurt your choo-choo, which, by the way, riding a horse.
Okay, Kristen's riding a horse. So tell us what's going on with your choo-choo.
Okay. I decided that my daughter is starting to take riding lessons, and you get to do one riding lesson for like half the money. And I was like, you know what? I haven't been on like an official like riding lesson ever in my life. I just was thrown on a horse when I was a kid and like told to ride. So I was like, I'm going to do it.
Here's basically an unpredictable car. Get on it.
Yeah, here's a car. You're so small that your legs don't. It looks like I'm in a full split on top of this saddle. I had my own saddle when I was little. And I'll tell you right now what my ass could never get into, that saddle. I had my name on a belt that was on my back. And Kristen was wrapped around my entire waist. Like, I've seen the belt. My mom won't give it to me. And it looks like
Kristen's misspelled. She doesn't want to.
No, that was a shelf I got for Christmas. They had it.
Is that right?
And they did spelled it E-N. And so then I had to put a precious moment in front of the E all the time.
Yeah.
It's real upsetting.
That's how she got into Woodland, you guys.
Yeah. They're like, give her something
Christine.
To do.
She'll...
I made an entire banister in 4 minutes. I'm on this horse today, and I got on the horse and I was like, oh, look at that. My vagina is right there on this saddle.
Well, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
So I got on the horse.
On your choo-choo.
It did not feel good.
Oh.
The opposite.
Wrong angle?
Wrong angle.
Okay.
Saddle situation and jeans that were not made for riding. And maybe a vagina that isn't made for riding. Maybe a vagina that was like, oh, this has been a while. What?
Yeah.
Maybe she's more relaxed and then, you know, pulled in. Not saying it's out. I'm just saying maybe
what's a little bit.
Well, when you get on
a saddle. Are you a
bird? No.
What's, okay.
Okay. When you get on a saddle.
Don't use euphemisms. I don't know what you're talking about.
When you get on a saddle.
Yes.
You got your leg over to the other side.
Yep.
So you're kind of spread, right?
Yeah.
You're spread on a saddle. You got to use all your muscles in your hoo-ha situation to pull everything up so that you're squeezing your butt, your thighs, your kegels, your inside. Like, you're using micro muscles in the base of your abs.
Well, then that's when you feel like, how are you going to enjoy it then? That's
because I'll tell you this,
right,
if you
angle.
Don't flex and you just,
yep.
Everything
you're gonna have
relaxes
a saddle
and you're
going to
have,
there.
Looks like somebody punched you in your vagina because you're going to have fat lips. You know, like you're, so you've got to pull yourself up.
Yeah.
So you're not getting
It's like watching one of those Rocco porns where you're like, no woman enjoys that. That's too much.
Correct.
Okay.
But I would like to think that my writing experience did not look like porn. But if it did, what's up? Fort Magazine model. So you
Naked
have to do something
rodeo.
Called posting where you ride in opposition to the horse. So you're pulling yourself up to stand up. So when the horse trots, you're not getting bounced all over the place.
Okay.
Because by the way, it hurts your boobs too. It is so athletic. Anybody that's on a horse, it is so athletic. You don't think it is, but you get done and you're like, oh my God, I'm so tired. Oh God, my thighs hurt so bad. Oh God, why does my vagina hurt?
I imagine that you would be like tense also.
You have to be so that the horse is not, so you're not hitting yourself there.
Yeah.
And guys don't have it any easier. You got to use your leg muscles.
That was where my brain went was, I feel like that would be a ball wrecker. Like,
it's exactly. So I guess what I'm saying is don't use euphemisms. Just use the other gender. If you're on there and you're a dude, it's a ball wrecker.
Where
it's
do they
no
put
It's no different
them?
For women.
I mean, you got
to
put them up and away.
I'm not sure.
What do they do?
With Western saddles, you lean back a little bit. It's a little
Maybe.
Bit more relaxed, but with equestrian, you're sitting very straight up. Which
Maybe
I think,
that's why those Wranglers have balls so front forward like they
I
do.
I would
because
imagine.
Because they're keeping them out of the...
You're bull riding. You don't want your testicles to take a beating or get killed because you got gored
no,
in an extreme sport.
You're talking dirty.
You like bull riders?
I think rodeo's kind of hot. But I don't like it from a humanitarian standpoint.
Well, because they make the bull mad by pulling on his wiener?
Yeah. It's not like bull fighting, but, you know, it's still. I don't think they pull on the wiener. I think they just put that sticky thing.
What?
They put the...
No, I think they pull the wiener back. Can you look at it? Not the wiener.
Please, God. Then I am for sure not into it. I think they just put band that's very uncomfortable around the bull and he tries to kick it off.
Oh, I think it's doing something to his nuts. I think they do that on purpose. I think they aggravate him so he'll buck. And then when
I want you to know this.
Is this urban legend?
No, I'm going to tell you this, and you're probably going to be surprised, that when I worked for a newspaper, I used to cover rodeos, and I would go, and I would get my beer, and I'd have my notebook, and I would stand over the chutes, like, right, and the bull was down
there. This is totally feeding into your fantasy about a cowboy.
Like, why do you think I did it on Friday nights, Kristen?
We've been together for too long.
I was there trolling, man.
What your fantasy is. You're like, well, I'm on a prairie. And I'm in a house by myself. I'm like, what is this?
I know. You get like a Russian hockey player who learns to rodeo and then volunteers to coach rugby on the weekends. And it will explode.
Yeah, I think. Am I right?
And he's my husband.
See,
what?
I told you. Yeah, they put a thing that like ties onto their genitals, pulls them, makes them mad. And they
bucked.
Yeah, I knew that. On the bulls, but. Genitals.
I thought
it
was like a band that went around.
It's not. What would that be? Just an uncomfortable waistband? Then that bull is a big wuss because I've had many. I have one right now.
Well,
that
look
I'm...
at how long you've gone on about riding a horse. You can imagine what a bull feels like.
If a bull had a podcast, it'd be like, they put this thing on my wiener.
Are there
don't
bull
use
riding?
A euphemism.
Are there bull riding podcasts, do you think?
I don't think at the same time.
Okay. See, I'm trying to find a picture. See, there's the that. See, they put that band on there. And I'm sure it goes over their wiener, right?
Well,
but that's it's what uncomfortable I'm and they're trying to kick it off.
I don't think it's pulling on it like a lasso. All right, so it's a controversial sport, is okay. what we're saying. But we're not controversial on the fact that those guys are kind of hot. By the way, they're all 18. They're,
well, I
because they, once exactly. you turn 20, you're like, oh shit, there's real.
Well, I have no interest in a bull rider that's younger than 18 years old. I have no interest in a bull rider at all, honestly. But they are good looking sometimes.
They are good looking, and it's a fantasy thing. It is. There's something about it, like a man that's been out on the plains bringing in the.
I do think cows. Team roping might be a little mean. What? I don't know.
What?
Team roping, you know, where they get the front legs and back legs.
I don't know. I'm not that. I don't have a problem with it. The rodeos have great food. You go to a rodeo.
Great food. And they're really fun.
The dances are always really fun.
How else can you tell what an incredible, look at how incredible, look at what that bull is doing.
I'm not looking at the bull. That guy's like a calendar.
He looks just like Dewey.
You can't just.
God, Chris.
You're not going to kill me on everything.
No, sorry. He's closer to maybe at Alan Jackson.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. He looks like a blonde Dewey. Here's the thing. I think that the country western like rodeo culture is so awesome because not only do I love the fashion, I love the community of it where like it's the only place where you can learn a dance and you can go dance with somebody or you can learn a line dance and dance next to somebody. It's super fun. It's literally so fun. Why am I trying to sell this? No one's listening to me.
I don't know, Chris. I really don't.
Jeans are so good.
What you're saying is good about it is literally great about most things. I don't know. There's nothing besides.
Where are we going to go dance to music and like be able to, besides salsa, fine. Where?
Like countless at a wedding. I mean, like.
What song are we dancing
Chris,
to?
Chris, besides tying wieners up, there's nothing different about rodeo and any other thing you can do on a Friday night. Bulls are different.
Bulls are different, but that's not what I mean. I mean, bull wad. I mean, okay, so you go, if you've never been to a barn dance or to a rodeo and then gone to a country dance afterwards.
How dare you?
Okay, then you know, remember where you're from.
I don't think it's
there. Where are we going to go? Where are we going to go in LA that has anything like that? Besides a country western bar in Chatsworth.
Kinda. Well, do they have that?
Yes, I've been
once.
Like,
you know what it is? I don't love line dancing.
You do?
I don't love it. No, I don't love it.
It's so dorky.
You do?
Well, yeah, because then you high five after. Everybody's real into it. If you know the moves, you got to look on YouTube first, see what's in. I got a couple. Have you never done the electric slide at a wedding?
Of course I've done that. That's the only one I'll learn. I even do little spins in there and stuff. I have my own
flair. My mother does.
But I don't want to learn all the things.
I do. I love it. Yeah. It's so dorky. It's great.
We were supposed to be talking about fashion and somehow we got into country.
I did not mean to go so deep into this, but the more I'm around horses.
This was just supposed to be about why your choo-choo hurts.
It's the fashion. It's the jeans I was wearing. I blame them. I blame my jeans for a lot of things.
You know what? I've got a really good idea.
What?
Your spin shorts that you wear with the padding over everything.
Thank you for telling everybody.
Everybody has, you know, people who bike, like go like on the road, they wear those. Yes. You have to wear those pads on there.
Peloton seat is not comfortable.
Imagine the Peloton seat going over potholes and stuff like that, right?
No thanks.
Rip your labia straight off. And I know because I rode my dad's bike when I was 8 one time and I fell on it and I thought I did.
Did you break your hymen? TBD, circling back?
I don't know. I broke something, let's just say. I definitely had the same bike accident,
killed my crotch too.
I just was like, Mom, I need ice for my area. Don't ask any questions.
I hit my crotch so hard on a bike with a boy's bike, you know,
my dad had this like burgundy 70s like handbrake thing. And I just stopped in the middle of the street too fast and went.
Same. I don't know a girl that hasn't had that happen.
You know what? Also, I covered the gay rodeo, which is a lot of fun. And it's literally just like a rodeo, but everybody's gay.
That sounds like a regular rodeo.
I wondered. I saw some similar faces, and I was like, how come nobody's into me? I can't wear a mini skirt up on this shoot anymore and get ignored, okay?
Do you, man. Like, gay rodeo, straight rodeo, nobody's wearing a shirt. I'm in for it. Look.
Yeah.
Gay rodeo,
looks
straight
really
rodeo,
good,
everybody's
pants.
Got abs. I'm down to
You see somebody
peruse.
From behind, you don't know who it is anyway.
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm okay.
Because
I'm just there
lean.
For my own. I'm told you the food's good. So, like, I'm having a good
really
time at either
good.
One. I mean, everything's on a stick.
Like, you can get a pie. It's crazy.
Oh, the best pie.
Oh, my God. That just, I'm salivating right now.
Or what are we talking about? Fashion?
Well, I don't know, but it made me think of this other thing when we're talking about how, we're talking about fashion, obviously. So, it made me think about this. Like, Kristen and I are constantly apologizing to men. Like, our
husband. For what?
Well, no, hear me out.
Come at again.
We are very open about anything that happens on our lower half, like any of it, and we will just say it because we're too old to kind of give a shit or something, right? But then we're like, oh, sorry, dude, because some men are still living under the mystique that women don't poop or like...
Right. Not my husband.
Have
He's
a horrible
like, wow,
period
you're really,
or like pee
really
when they
there.
Cough, right?
Yeah.
So, but our husbands are like pretty much aware of it. But
pretty much. Mine's very aware.
Mine's super aware too. Yeah. But I was having this thought, like, if a boy gets kicked in the balls or see, everybody knows how horrible that hurts because it's okay to vocalize and talk about your body.
Not
parts.
Only that, weren't you told like two things as a youngin'? You were told if anybody tries to grab you, kick him in the balls and run.
Yeah.
Or don't ever kick him in the balls.
Yeah.
Like you were told
yes.
two things.
Never
like,
kick your brother
so
in the
So you were
balls.
Told yeah. like the balls were this holy grail from day one. I kicked my cousin James square in the balls. He had it coming. He took my clarinet during band. I was pissed. And I hit him square in the balls, dropped him flat. I got in so much trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stand
you are
it.
So allowed. Men, boys are so allowed to talk about their body parts.
Yeah. Like don't yeah.
Oh,
wreck the.
Yeah. But women, young girls are taught like my husband was
Shame.
Saying something about my daughter, you know how when girls are in the pool too long, adults, me right here, you're in the pool too long, it's heavily chlorinated or something. That's why I prefer a saltwater pool personally.
Yep.
Your chooch hurts.
Yeah.
Like it really hurts.
Because your pH gets jacked up. It's internal.
I say to her, I'm like, does that feel okay? And I can see my husband get uncomfortable. I'm like, no.
We're going to
talk about balls and they're out there and they're like, we
it's
can talk about
them.
It's
funny and we can be open. Because even with humor, if you're being open, you're still being open.
Yeah.
Like there's a permission there. Even if it's like the guys are being funny about it, it's still you're being outward.
Yes.
And women, we're told like, oh, either it's crass or it's kind of gross or it's crude. Yeah. Or you're supposed to go the other direction. It's just like, we just talk about it. Like, who cares?
Totally. That's what it makes me think about. That, like, yeah, riding a horse probably hurts your
gene.
Your part. Yeah. All
your
of your parts.
Genie.
And like, we should be able to have that conversation and not be apologetic about it.
Well, I had to take a warm bath. If that tells you anything, I had hurt my butt and my chew.
A sitz bath?
Well, it was a, oh God, I haven't flexed those muscles for anybody. I'm not literally, I might stand straighter at this point. I do have to tell you on the note of talking about body parts. We were taking a dog walk yesterday. I was with the kids and Finn saw a car and he goes,
hold on. Colin's bringing up the garbage.
Oh God. Doesn't he know it's in the calendar? You guys, it's literally in the calendar, but he brings the bins up.
Some. That's why
He's
we're going to
bring
a little
and
bit
here's
more
the thing.
Of
I'm going to tell you
the
this.
Accomplice
My
Rosé.
Husband,
it's delicious.
My husband thinks he's being quiet. That's the thing. God love him.
Yeah.
God love him. But I don't know if he has a like inner ear thing. I don't know if he can say that.
Well, you know what? Yes, of course you can say that. We can talk about our choo-choos and we can talk about inner ear things because
no
it's just a part
ability
of our bodies.
To determine that he's being loud.
It might have been your neighbor.
Oh, maybe.
Putting
he's probably
it on top
looking
of
at
my
bins
car.
Like, oh, the heathens, they haven't brought in their bins yet.
Well, they haven't washed
Give us
these
a second,
bins,
guys. When we're in the middle of a really fun bit, my husband will bring in the bins. It'll be perfectly timed. He'll
chuck them over the fence.
So we were walking in the neighborhood, and Finn goes, oh, man, I really like that car. It's a Volvo. And I go, I said, that's a Volvo.
Yeah.
A Volvo is a part of a female
Jen
anatomy.
Has
First
a Volvo.
Of all, I was literally going
Aunt
through my
Jen
head.
Jen has
like,
both of those things.
And Jen has both. I didn't say that because he would have been like, I'm upset. or excited. Either one, I didn't want to thread that needle. But he goes, I really like a vulva. And I go, that's a part of a female vagina. And then in my head, I was like, where is the vulva? Do I know it's like... And is that
Google.
The, I think that's the part that Eleanor calls the hot dog buns.
Yes.
She's like, is that right? No, it's not the inside of the buns. It's the outside. The buns. Right?
Hold on. I'm going to Google it. Hold on.
Google vulva.
Hold on.
It's
vulva.
Natalie's on a Volvo.
Okay, Volvo came up. Hold on. It's
doing a
predictive.
Word. Again, why two V words?
I'm going to get
vagina,
some horrifying
vulva,
images.
Testicle,
see,
penis, very different words.
Oh, it's the whole area. It's hot dog buns. Yeah, it's
the
all
hot dog
of
buns.
It. Yeah, okay.
It's the package?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's the buns.
So riding a horse hurts the hot dog buns.
Ooh, it hurts. If you relax, it'll get in to... It'll breach the gate.
Because that bone's there. Oh,
and you're open. So the point is, you have to, like, I was like, shit, I should have done this, like, when I could have, after a baby. Because, like, you have to literally force everything in and up so that you're flexing. So you sort of rise above that saddle. So when you see people on a horse, you think, on some level, it's the horse doing all the work. The person on top that's staying up.
Okay. I picture your vulva coughing. Doing a lot of work.
It's like, this is like 30 minutes. We have to be on this horse for 30 minutes.
There's a lot to hurt down there. And it's not
this
just
things like, hold on a second. We haven't done anything active in 4 years.
Wait, you want all that in here? I would like to speak with a manager.
My vulva's a Karen. I think I'm okay with my vulva being a Karen. It needs to stand up
without
somebody.
Without the fancy haircut.
Without the fancy haircut. Yeah, yeah. I promise you, not a fancy haircut. My Karen is very natural.
It's like Karen. Oh, Karen 78. Is
Karen 78 is fine down there.
Yeah.
Karen 78 is given a little bit of a breach between all of me and the saddle.
Well, that's interesting,
which made
because
sweet love today on that horse.
People who do ride bikes, like cross-country bike riders, will completely wax even the men because of the friction from the seat.
I'm going to think things through next time because I probably don't have anything left down there.
I'm picturing
rubbed up.
Too much about your situation right now.
Well, let me show you a video.
Nope.
Not of my crotch.
Nope.
Not
show
of my
me
crotch.
Alan Jackson. Show
Come
me
on.
Alan
it's
Jackson.
Not going to be an Alan Jackson. I'm going to give you a video of me in action.
Well, this hasn't been about fashion at all. Let me see.
No, we're not. We're going to.
Oh, it's slum. Oh, you look cute.
Thanks.
Yeah, I see you clenching.
Yeah. Do you got to clench? It's posting. Thank you. I'm doing it. It's on purpose, Jen.
No,
oh, that's
I get
the
it.
Slow motion one. I got to get you one where I look scared on one. There we go. I'm posting.
These are all slow motion. I know she's trying to seduce me. It's fine, you guys.
I'm
strong, resilient.
That's Casey. Casey did slow motion. I don't know why.
Go with her?
I made her come with me.
Stop trying to seduce our assistant, you.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that. Now, you can see that I'm figuring out where do I put it all. Where do I put it? Forward, backward. Forward, backward.
Yeah.
It's like a deodorant roller where you're like,
Yeah,
you know what
I mean? She's got definitely has some concern.
Look how I'm flinching and my face is like, you can
I've never
tell.
Seen
I'm doing
you
a kegel
look so
right
concerned.
There.
I know.
I'm doing a kegel.
It's cute boots,
just
though.
To stay on. Thanks. They're not riding boots, but they worked. All I'm going to say is this.
She's
my
a head
vagina
to toe
is fine.
Lululemon. I think we're safe for the pearl button shirts for a
oh,
while.
Oh, hey, there's my husband just walking away.
Yeah, chucking a can up the driveway.
Nope, that's the Amazon guy. Oh. He's going to ring the bell. Hold on a second.
Here's all those shirts.
Hey, Amazon guy, just hold on. I'm done with the persecution. Those are all flannel shirts and Western wear.
Hey,
from the fort. Here we go.
Here's the dogs. Do we have a mom box? Maybe he's delivering some mail into our mom boxes.
Listen, of course, this sounds like we're hawking it, but we've never been more excited.
No, we are hawking it, but I think we're super excited about it because...
Yeah, go.
We love wine. You ladies love wine. So we made our own wine. We're drinking it right now. It's rosé and it's delicious.
Okay. This one says, and I will find her name. I'll say it at the end. First day of being a school nurse with kids in the building, and this shows up on my doorstep. Coincidence? I think not. Accomplice Wines at I Mom So Hard. And that is from, oh, it's hard to see your name.
Send us your pictures,
it's 907
guys.
Nail Gal. And I just want to give her credit because I want to make sure that I...
I want to go to her page and see if she has
a bunch of names. Oh, it's Katie Clausen. I could have just said that. Now I'm giving her... Oh, they're like, hey, thanks for giving us all your information.
Yeah.
But I love that she's a school nurse. And look, she did a picture of Accomplice.
That looks so good. We got to put those up on our... We got to put those up on... Yeah.
Add that. Will you add that to the story?
Yeah.
Guys, it makes us... Not girls. Guys. Evidently, I say guys and man a lot now that I know that I found it funny that my daughter does...
Yeah, she was like, I don't know why, but my daughter says man all the time.
And both of these assholes said, you say man all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man. And then I rode a horse.
Anytime I accidentally say dude, I'm like, oh.
Kristen.
Just with Kristen.
You know what?
Long road trip.
I would just like to say that I'm looking for support right now. So if any of you out there are into the country western side of anything, that will not judge me if I show up in some western wear.
I won't judge you. I don't know if you find Alan Jackson attractive or if you want to be Alan Jackson.
I'm on the fence because he can write a snappy tune and he's a really good guitar player. I just used him as an example and he had a mullet and I'm going to stand by that. I think mullets are kind of hot. And I think we all can agree that mullets are kind of hot. You kind of like them.
I don't hate a mullet.
Okay. Say cheers to you.
I mean, cheers. Okay. So obviously this Accomplice wine is so good. But when I was out of town for just a day, and I got to see Mandy, who I grew up with, and we put on a little bit of music, and I put on some old country songs that I have not listened to in such a
so
long
fun.
Time.
I can go down a deep rabbit hole of country music.
All right. Oh.
Brooks and Dunn.
Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Dwight Yoakam.
Songs came up that I haven't heard.
They're like literally like a banner of our childhood. They were like so ingrained in our upbringing that like we didn't even get to pick our own music until we were like 14.
No, I honestly, my grandparents lived in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you're listening to all it.
Oh my God. It was on like AM radio.
Totally.
It was either that or it was like organ gospel music.
Same.
As well. My grandma had a pipe organ that they bought from a church when it got a new organ.
My grandmother, I didn't know my grandmother for very long. She died when I was pretty young because my grandmother had 13 children. And my mom is
she was like, I'm done.
12.
I'm
she's
out.
Like, yeah, she's like 140. but God bless her. She's a wonderful woman. But she would.
I'm not laughing that your grandmother
and
died.
I
terrible.
Have very few memories of my grandfather because he died when my mom was 27. So I would have been like 4. And I remember he's from Holland. And so he had this like Dutch cane and he loved Lawrence Welk. Do you want to know
God.
What it puts years on your life? If you want time to slow down, listen to Lawrence Welk. Because as a 4-year-old with probably so much energy,
Lawrence
I was
Welk.
Like vibrating. My grandfather would put on Lawrence Welk and make me listen to it. And I was like, I'm going to die here.
Oh, my God. So every Sunday, we would go pick up my Mimi Flicka from the nursing
home. Is that a woman?
Yeah, my Mimi.
Mimi
my,
Flicka?
My dad's mom.
That's a horse.
No, Mimi is what I call my grandparents. So
your grandmother was
my
Mimi,
grandma.
The one that
yeah.
is your mom's.
So my mom's mom was Mimi Skogie because she lived in Muskogee, Oklahoma. And then my dad's mom was Mimi Flicka because my dad's mom was from Sweden, like off the boat Swedish. And then his dad was English, like from England. They
so
were like
you
first
guys
generation.
You guys should never go without SPF.
Never.
You guys are like literally.
No. We're
so white, you reflect.
I'm related to Edgar Allan Poe. Like all we are is sad alcoholics who burn in the sun.
Yeah, you guys have no vitamin D naturally.
Totally, yeah. So she was Swedish, like literally painted her own furniture and stuff.
God bless her.
But
it's you.
Totally. I know
it's
she
in
had
your DNA.
Like,
that's why I want to go farm shit.
Huge like rhinestone like jewelry and stuff. But the Swedish word for girl is Flicka. So Flicka lived in the nursing home.
Oh, God. Here you go, guys.
And we used to go get her every Sunday, and we would take her to Lum's, which was it was a chain restaurant in Bellevue. But they're, like, literally the last Lum's on earth was in Bellevue still. Like, they all shut down except for this one. And we used to take her every Sunday. And what happened every single Sunday was we'd go pick her up. While my mom and dad were getting ready, I would sit and I would watch Solid Gold and the Lawrence Welk show with her.
Lawrence Welk show was so boring.
She loved
it. But it was right after Solid Gold. You're like, but how do you put those two together?
I had to do both to get the one. So, it was like a package deal. So I would always do it. And so then we would go to Lum's and then we would bring my grandma back and she didn't want to go to the home. So she would feign a stroke.
Sure.
We would
who wants to go back to...
I don't know.
Shady Pines.
Yeah. And then we would call the rescue squad and, you know, they'd be like, she's fine. She had too much sugar. She's diabetic. Don't forget. We got to. And then that was like every Sunday of my life.
Yeah. Sounds great.
It was nice.
It sounds really nice.
It really was. And I would get Ville Parmesan or chicken Parmesan at Lum's. It was delicious.
I loved. We were the same. We had like this Sunday ritual when I was really little, because my grandparents had a farm, which is where I fell in love with horses. My grandfather was a very well-known horseman. He just had like the touch, you know, like he's quiet and he was kind of like, he's just very relaxed, which is.
You had to, well, he worked with horses.
He was a farmer. But his brother was a known like sold horses and they would have these incredible quarter horses. And I remember one time we went to my Uncle Purse's farm and Percy.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And he had a horse walker, which looks like, you know what I'm talking about? It looks like a merry-go-round. Yeah. And it has like the things. And my friend Danelle and I, it was after church one time. And my dad, like, I don't know if he started talking or having a beer or something. It was probably 11 a.m. beer, probably. And we let the horse walker like drag us in the dirt and it like crushed our outfits and killed our brand new sandals.
Oh, yeah.
My dad got an ass chewing, not only from my mom, but Danelle's. He got nothing left by the time it was over.
Oh, yeah.
But my grandfather was like a known horseman and we would go out together. And I remember him like leaning on the fence and watching like a quarter horse, whether they were breaking him or whether they were like riding him, or to see how, and he would give his 2 cents on if the horse was worth it or something. And it was just awesome to see him. And he was so confident with horses. Meanwhile, my dad, and this is where like nature nurture comes into play, because my dad was adopted. And I was like, there is no man that should steer as clear from horses as my.
It's like causing a stampede.
Oh my God. If my dad walked up to a horse, that horse was like, fuck you. You are not getting on my back. And this horse that was like such a gentle giant would like take off on my dad. My dad is awful with horses, but my grandfather was so good and I loved it.
That's
so like
a thing. That's
it was
that's
my
why,
takeaway.
That's why you're loving those horses too, even though they hurt your choo-choo. It's
oh
a
my
nice
God.
Like
I remember all
calming
the smells
and, yeah,
and the love that I had for being outside. And I don't know if I'm like going through something, but I have this like real need to like connect and like get back to what I know. And Eleanor has such like what do you call it? Like where she like wants to live. She wants to hear about Nebraska and what it was like to grow up on a farm. And she's a city kid. So like this has been a really great way to like kind of bridge the gap between the two things. And she's loving it. And she's so good. And it's not bullshit. She did a thing where she was posting with no hands.
So she
was standing on the horse and sitting down with no hands. I couldn't do it without my hands today. She's like, you can take your hands off. And I'm like, no, nope, I can't. Yeah. This lady will fall off.
Yeah,
the horse and break her back, and my vagina's already broken.
Yeah,
thank you.
Well, I was telling Delilah, and I don't know how we got on the topic of it. It might have been talking about Eleanor riding or something like that, but I was explaining to Delilah how to feed horses because she's never seen how big they are. She's never seen like how they eat. You know how they can bite and stuff. Yeah.
they gnaw. They kind of like. I mean, listen, horses can be mean like any animal.
Yeah.
But like generally, they're so loving.
I think
and like,
we were watching America's Funniest Videos.
They're hilarious. There's this one.
Oh, that's what it was. This horse kept opening the door to eat its friend's food. It was so amazing.
They're smart, but they'll like put their head between the gate just because they want like cuddles or attention.
Yeah.
And they kill me and their noses are so soft. And like, they're just these big animals that take care of you and like, they respond to you. Like, there's a TikTok of this girl. She's like bawling and she's like, we don't deserve horses.
Yeah.
Because they make you feel so overwhelmed because they're so big and beautiful,
that,
but they,
yeah,
they're
I
really,
would do that.
Really.
Watch for my dog video coming out soon.
Yeah. Watch for Jen's dog
video.
I believe that with dogs. I believe it with any creature.
Did I tell you I'm mad at my husband because I wanted a dog for my birthday and he didn't get me one?
I'm going to plead the fifth and go ahead and just not have an opinion on this.
Did you talk to him?
No. I just think your necklace is really cool.
It's not a dog.
It's not a dog. It is something that you can wear and enjoy and put away and not have to deal with. It's not a dog. I'm sorry. How many dogs do you have right now?
2.5.
That's not right. You have 3 dogs. Don't call Jupiter a half.
He is a half.
He's just a little bit. Hanging on. He has to wear a muzzle all the time, and he's got cataracts. That's, you know what?
This dog wears a muzzle and still attacks other dogs. What, I mean.
I love Jupiter. That street dog is a. I guess you just described me. What? Wait. What? Am I the half? Am I the half?
He can't be fully present because he's blind, he's deaf, and he has to wear a muzzle because he fights everything. He will try to fight our sofa, Kristen. He's not safe, but I can't. I don't have the heart to put him down, but I'm going to have to. And so I need another dog to take his place.
I feel like I'm not the person to talk to about
then
this.
Then get me a horse.
Fine. What's going on, horse? Cheers. Cheers. Cheers to a horse. I think we're going to wrap up this episode called Horse Fashion.
Okay, bye.
Bye.